held our breath as we saw blood pour across your face. By the grace of God, divine intervention, and your guardian angels above, you survived. Fighter I have ever seen. You are strong, you are full of life, and you are unapologetic. Your optimism is contagious. Your backbone is unbreakable. Your conviction to fight for what is right and against all that is wrong is truly next level. The whole world saw your strength as you stood up. You wiped the blood off your face, and you put your fist in the air in a moment that will be remembered as one of the most courageous acts in the history of American politics.
Businesses. Human workers were replaced, and unemployment skyrocketed, leaving people dependent on government rations and AI-controlled services. After the surface of the Earth was rendered almost completely uninhabitable by nuclear radiation, prisoners of war, political prisoners, and draftees were sent to deep underground military bases. These bases, sprawling labyrinths beneath the Earth, became the last refuge for humanity.
But these weren't just shelters. They were places of horror. Inside, these prisoners were exposed
to DMT drips as their hearts were stopped while blood was artificially pumped through their bodies. This was an effort to possess humanity with hidden knowledge that was thought to be able to allow the unification of the species. The globalists, in their twisted pursuit of power, developed the technology to stop aging through this very process of sending people to communicate with interdimensional beings of much higher intelligence.
And as a result of this success, they believe that by sending people to a higher dimension, they could unlock the secrets of the universe and seize total power for themselves.
But instead, subjects of these experiments began to become possessed by these interdimensional beings and were subjugated under a new world order named One World Nation. These demonic entities thrive on fear and pain, and so they turned the underground bases into hellish prisons where the screams of the tormented echoed endlessly. Satanic elites began to bask in various states of euphoria.
Only those who were pure of heart were able to defy this process. Amidst this nightmare, a few brave souls resisted. Instead of being possessed by demonic entities,
they were possessed by a Holy Spirit and able to escape to establish a resistance. The last bastion of hope for humanity, but their numbers were few and their resources were scarce. They fought in the shadows,
sabotaging the globalist agenda, spreading the truth, and rallying what remained of the free people on the surface. But it was too late. The globalists had already cemented their power, and the resistance, though valiant, was futile.
Now it is up to you to prevent the New World Order Satanists from hijacking humanity. You have the power to change the future, to stop this nightmarish fate from becoming a reality. Spread this message, awaken your fellow humans, and stand up against the globalist agenda. The future is in your hands. Tune in, share the broadcast, and join the fight. Together, we can reclaim our world and our freedom.
This is Alex Jones, signing off from the year 2084. Remember, the answer to 2084 is 17.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duher here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
It's Friday, July 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. Harrison Smith coming to you live from the InfoWars headquarters here in Austin, Texas. It is the 19th of July, 2024. Last night, Trump's first big appearance since the assassination attempt at the RNC yesterday. He gave a speech that was very long. I'm going to say it was too long. He went on and on. I only watched the first hour of it. I had to go to sleep. I had to get ready for bed. I spent a while getting ready for bed. Got in bed, flipped my phone on, and he's still going. He was still going. He went on for an hour and a half last night. And who can blame him? We can indulge the former president for an hour and a half after he miraculously survives an assassination attempt the week before. Thank you. It was good. It was pretty good. If you're watching our coverage last night, you know that it wasn't exactly what I wanted. I was really looking forward to a nice, controlled, non-rambly speech. And there were elements of that. And of course, he made a lot of great points, but treating it very much just like another rally, which is great for Trump supporters. I'm not sure is the best tactic for bringing more people on. A lot of people posting his 2016 speech in comparison, and I think there's some truth to that. It was a great event. Dana White knocked it out of the park. Eric Trump gave a great speech. Tucker Carlson, of course, just went off the top, off the dome for a little while. Now, one thing I noticed. Well, a couple things. For one, Owen pointed out yesterday that nobody was mentioning Biden. Nobody was mentioning Biden. I didn't really notice till he brought it up, and then I started noticing. And I started noticing that even Trump would refuse to name him. I would just say, you know, the guy in the White House now or whatever. And I realized that's probably because Biden's not going to be the nominee. They know that they're not going to be running against Biden. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to talk about Biden the whole time if he's not even going to be the nominee. Sort of makes those points moot. So points that we're making apply to the Democrats regardless of who's on top. So yeah, a lot of good speeches. The other thing I noticed, not a lot of Ivanka. Unless I missed it, I don't think she gave a speech at the RNC. Eric did. Trump Jr. did. Trump Jr.'s daughter did. Eric Trump's wife did. Donald Trump's wife gave a speech. Not Ivanka. Maybe the crew can tell me differently. Maybe she gave a speech, you know, in one of the earlier nights that I missed, but I think that's very interesting. Because typically she's like right out front and center with the Trumps. But of course, the rumor is behind the scenes that, you know, ever since his administration ended, Trump has distanced himself from Kushner and perhaps blames Kushner for some of the failures in 2020. Not speculation, but it makes sense. And it was a very, you know, noticeable absence of Ivanka or Kushner. I mean, they're both there. They're at the RNC. Again, usually Ivanka is like, if any kid is going to give a speech, if any of Trump's kids is going to give a speech, it's at least in 2016, 2020, it was Ivanka, but she didn't give a speech this entire event. I think that's worth noting. And perhaps some good news for those of us who thought Kushner's participation in the Trump administration was a bad thing. Yeah, no Ivanka. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. We got lots of clips from that to show you. Also, a major IT outage across the world yesterday. We'll get into what was behind that. And we have a lot of climate news today for some reason. Kind of strange. I think today might be the first day in a week that the assassination is not the majority of our show. In fact, there's not even too much to say about that. We will cover some of the latest updates from it, especially the way that Democrats are pretending to think it's fake. They don't think it's fake. They really don't. So we have just so much to get to. By the way, we started this show in the first 5 minutes with a fully AI-generated dystopian short film, is what I'd have to call it, that Chase Geyser put together called 2084. The answer to 2084 is 1776. Absolutely incredible. All AI, looks like Hollywood-level production. Compelling story, handsome actors. What a production. So go to Infowars.com and band.video to share that. 2084, fully AI short film. You can find it on, you know, all of our X accounts, too. Just go to me or Chase or Owen or Alex, and all of us have reshared this, and share it yourself. And this is putting the technology of the globalist to work for the resistance. And this is how we'll win. By making things that are cool and express our morality and not the morality of the Hollywood devils. So like I said, we got a lot of clips from last night. So if you missed it, we'll play some highlights. Of course, the standout performance was from Hulk Hogan. And so we'll show you some clips of that. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, folks, here it is, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 19th of July, 2024. Global IT outage. It's a headline at InfoWars. Countries around the world have been hit by a powerful IT outage, crippling air traffic control systems, banks, and broadcasters. Windows 10 users are said to have borne the brunt of this crisis, and media reports and experts attributing the failures to a recent update of CrowdStrike, a web/cloud-based antivirus, which has caused computers to crash. Problems so far have been reported in America, of course, but also Australia, New Zealand, India, and Japan, with the monitoring site Down Detector showing outages at the Microsoft Store and Amazon, as well as Delta and Ryanair Airlines, among others. Now, as far as I understand, most of this has been patched up at this point. But this was a very, very, very big takedown. And again, apparently it was just because of an antivirus update. But it reeks of a cyber attack, and we'll go to the clips that we all need to be reviewing. People like Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum talking about the imminent cyber attack that was certain to cripple trade worldwide. Whether they just happen to be predicting this or the ones causing it. It's almost impossible to prove. And it sort of gives the lie to the globalist paradigm we talk about all the time, where under their conception of the world, the more unified, the more centralized, and the more consolidated corporations or governmental organizations are, the better they are. And that is their conception of the world. The greater control a small number of people are able to exert, the better it is. The more people are in a single organization, the better it is. It's better for them to have one giant mega corporation run by a single CEO and his board than having 100 small businesses that can't be controlled and can't be manipulated and can't be piloted from the top of the pyramid. But this shows the weakness of that, because when everybody is on this massively interconnected network, well, one little mistake in that network's code and everything goes down all at once. There's no redundancy. There's no decentralization. It's all centralized. So it all goes down at once. Again, just proving the inadequacy and the falsity of the globalist mindset. Meanwhile, Trump gave a speech last night at the RNC. Fox News has this story. Five biggest moments of Trump's speech to RNC. Trump paid tribute to a fallen firefighter, Corey Compitor, who was killed as well as David Dutch and James Copenhaver, who were critically wounded in the assassination attempt. And he spent a long time talking about them. He spent a good, 10, 15 minutes just talking about those guys. Really not making the assassination attempt about himself much at all. He did retell the assassination attempt in a very somber and impactful way. Really incredible. Trump pays tribute to Melania. She actually joined him on stage afterwards. Trump shows a legal immigration chart that he believed saved his life. The chart that he looked up at that caused the head turn, that caused the bullet to miss. Trump uses Biden's name. Trump went off script and used President Biden's name once and quickly said he wouldn't do it again. Okay, so that must have been when I was asleep, because we noticed that they weren't saying Biden's name, but weren't sure if that was a policy or just a coincidence. But he said, if you took the 10 worst presidents in the history of the United States, think of it, the 10 worst, and added them all up, they will not have done the damage Biden has done. I'm only going to use the term once, Biden. I'm not going to use the name anymore, just one time. Again, I think that's because they don't think they're going to be running against Biden. And there's a lot of news in that regard as well. In fact, I have some inside information I'll be sharing with you a little bit later, provided to me by, I guess you could call it a source that we have in D.C. Oh, we'll get to that. Meanwhile, housing provider for migrant children engaged in sexual abuse, DOJ says. Employees of the largest housing provider for unaccompanied migrant children in the U.S. repeatedly sexually assaulted and abused and harassed children in their care for at least 8 years, the Justice Department said Thursday, alleging a shocking litany of offenses that took place as the company amassed billions of dollars in government contracts. Yeah, you didn't think we were joking, did you? No, the migrant crisis is a gigantic sex trafficking operation run by the United States government and funded by your tax dollars. Did you not know this? No, that's what it is. Why do you think they stopped doing DNA tests at the border? Why do you think they stopped, arresting families and separating them from the children? It's on purpose. This is the design. Southwest Key Programs, Inc. employees, including supervisors, raped, touched, or solicited sex and nude images of children beginning in 2015 and possibly earlier, the Justice Department said in a lawsuit filed this week. At least two employees have been indicted on criminal charges related to the allegations since 2020. Southwest Key's vast network of shelters across three states have room for more than 6,300 children. Yeah, we'll dig into this a little bit more. What do you expect? What do you expect? Got government operators going out. We'll pay you $1 million to take these kids. They have no family. They don't speak the language. They have no idea what's going on or where they even are. Nobody's going to ever help them. And if they disappear, nobody will even know they're gone. Here you go. Take the sexy children. It's a giant sex trafficking operation, and God only knows how many people have been victimized, because we're not keeping track. That's for sure. Just thousands and thousands. Incredible. Meanwhile, federal appeals court blocks remainder of Biden's student debt relief plan. A federal appeals court blocked the implementation of the Biden administration's student plan debt relief, which would have student debt relief plan, which would have lowered monthly payments for millions of borrowers. In a ruling Thursday, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals granted a motion for an administrative stay filed by a group of Republican-led states seeking to invalidate the administration's entire student loan forgiveness program. The court's order prohibits the administration from implementing the parts of the SAVE plan that were not already blocked by lower court rulings. The ruling comes the same day after the Biden administration announced another round of student loan forgiveness, this time totaling $1.2 billion in forgiveness for roughly 35,000 borrowers who are eligible for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Now, we have questions about this. Again, we'll be looking into it. But, you know, the fact that they would even try this is evidence that they are just corrupt beyond repair and have to be stopped. They have to be stopped. They are quite literally taking the money from taxpayers and just giving it over wholesale to their supporters to pay them for votes. They're taking your money to pay their supporters for their votes so they can stay in power. It's not really that complicated. It is straight up theft. It's completely unconstitutional. And at the end of the day, the only people it's really helping are the banks. This is a bank bailout for all intents and purposes, only it's hijacked and used to bribe people to pay Democrat, to vote Democrat, bribing people by paying them to vote Democrat. And it's one of those things where it's like there's a lot of talk about the tit for tat cancel culture stuff these days, which I've been into it multiple times. If you call for the death of the president, you should probably expect to lose your job. Nobody's going to be surprised by that or think that that is somehow an insane reaction. This is not cancel culture. This is just basic decency. But then there's things like the student loan program where it's like there's no tit for tat for that. For one thing, because people who vote Republican are typically moral and don't even want their debts paid for. We've had somebody who called in and was like, yeah, my $60,000 student debt got erased. And he's like, I didn't even want that. I feel guilty for this. Somebody stole money and paid off my debt. I'm like a associate to a crime now. But beyond that, you know, we tend to not get college degrees in worthless subjects, so we can actually pay back our student loans. But what would happen if Republicans started doing something like this? And what if that tit for tat feedback loop got going, where both sides are just raping the Treasury to distribute chunks of, you know, $10,000 credits to their voters? We would just be gone in a year. It would just go back and forth. It's like, oh, you're going to pay off the student loans. Well, then we're going to pay off the small business loans. Somebody else is like, well, we're going to pay off this. And it's all just, you're just filling the bank's coffers with taxpayer money. It's unsustainable and cannot be allowed to progress. And it's just basically unfair. And it's just basically totally unequal and unfair. If you take a debt, you should pay that debt. This is not complicated. It's not oppression to make you pay what you agreed to pay. What should really happen is the government got out of the college loan forgiveness business. We could actually go back to a time before the government intervened in which people could actually afford college, like work a job and pay for college while going to school. That's how it was when my parents grew up. And then the government decided to help out. And now people graduate with worthless degrees and $100,000 in debt. And then the taxpayers are robbed to pay for it. So total scam, total complete scam, requires a complete refurbishing of the system, not just a Band-Aid on the cancer diagnosis, which is what the paying of the debts is. Finally, we have this update to the assassination attempt. Republican congressman claims Trump shooter Thomas Crooks had three encrypted accounts overseas and hints at Iranian plot as FBI continues to investigate. Oh, those darn Iranians at it again, right? Yeah, I doubt it. See, they're trying to spin this narrative that Iran was behind this somehow. But, you know, the interesting thing about accounts that are encrypted is that they are encrypted. So they don't actually know where these accounts are from. They've been told that they are foreign-based overseas accounts. I don't even know what that means, to be honest with you. Are these bank accounts? Are they overseas bank accounts? Are they social media accounts? What does this mean? I wonder. But I guess they're still trying to pitch this Iranian assassination plot. I thought that was over as soon as it began. I thought when you said it was Iran and everybody laughed at you for 5 minutes straight, you were going to drop that because of how ridiculous and unbelievable it is, but maybe not. So again, we'll get into some more of what we've learned about the assassination a little bit later in the show. I'll take your phone calls as well. I'll be joined by Chief Trumpster at 10 a.m. Very excited to talk to him about the RNC and what a future Trump administration looks like. Let's go now to some highlights from the RNC. Let's go to clip number 40. Let's go to clip number 40, 41, and 42. Here's Hulk Hogan at the RNC last night.
November, guys, we can save the American dream for everyone. And Donald Trump is the president who will get the job done. So all you criminals, all you lowlifes, all you scumbags, all you drug dealers, and all you crooked politicians need to answer one question, brother. What you gonna do when Donald Trump and all the Trumpomaniacs run wild on you, brother? God bless you, and thank you. I've known that man for over 35 years, and he's always been the biggest patriot, and he still is. He's always told you exactly what he thought, and he still does, brother. And no matter the odds, he always finds a way to win. And when he's back in our White House, America is going to start winning again. When I look out there and I see Donald Trump, I think about how his business was compromised. But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero? And they tried to kill the next president of the United States. Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
Incredible energy. You know, I get why people say that if Alex Jones had gone into politics, he'd have a career in wrestling, in professional wrestling. There's a certain energy, isn't there? There's a certain vim and vigor and vitality that those guys bring that just sets them apart from every other speaker in a way that's extremely powerful and resonates. I never even watched wrestling. There's something about Hulk Hogan, the American icon, Mr. America himself, ripping his shirt off to reveal the Trump band shirt underneath. Incredible energy. The memes run wild. I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. the premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging. Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs that do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please welcome Kid Rock.
On stage last night at the RNC.
Somebody scream!
Fight, fight, fight. Again, just incredible energy. People coming together. It's time to focus. We're here in the final stretch of this ultimately important election season. The election in November will decide the fate of the United States, whether we have a last gasp chance to save this country or whether we are subsumed in the globalist system forever, once and for all. I'm going to show you some clips from the RNC today. Just give you a little highlight reel of some of the best speakers and some of the best things they said. Again, that performance was great. And you just embrace it. People are so dour. People are so down. People are so, I don't know, puritanical about all this. Trying to save the country, y'all. And I so appreciate the people on Twitter who have this mindset. Again, another shout out to CEO of Gab, Andrew Torba. He's been hitting the nail on the head with this and expressing what we all know to be true. You can't win if you don't think you're going to win. You might as well not even play at that point. And often victory is in the mind of the beholder. Or as I always quote the ancient Roman saying, your enemy is not defeated if he does not consider himself so. If you want to be a defeatist, if you want to be down and out, then you can step aside. Because without the energy behind us and without the drive and you know, joyful warrior attitude to save this country, then we'll never save the country. So buck up, folks. This is it. And look, you know what the DNC is going to be like. You know it's going to be pathetic. You know it's going to be self-righteous and self-important. And all of these people who just don't know anything about anything are going to be crying over some imagined threat that doesn't actually exist. They're just in this brainwashed state of self-imposed oppression. And we need to be the antithesis of that. And we need to show people what it's like to have fun and love America. And that is the major difference between us. So let's go to some of these clips. Eric Trump gave a speech yesterday. I thought some of his language sounded downright Alex Jonesian. Let's go to clip number 37 here of Eric Trump saying his father decided to be the man in the arena.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome businessman and executive vice president of the Trump Organization, Eric Trump.
America. Eight years ago, my father sat our family down. He spoke of a nation in decline, of dreams slipping away, of a future endangered by failed leadership and broken promises. It was in that moment I knew my father had made a decision that would forever change our lives. We realized he had chosen to step into the arena, to fight for the soul of America. He decided to leave behind the comforts of an unbelievable business empire, to leave behind everything he had ever built, to answer the call to serve our nation.
He is the man in the arena. Owen and I were talking about it sort of while this speech was going on. We're both sort of on the same page. Donald Trump Jr., I think, is the best successor to his dad, but it seems like Eric's got the ambition. It seems like Eric wants to be a politician. It seems like they both do, and they're both capable of it, and they both should, and it would it'd be great. It'd be really great. They should have gotten into politics 8 years ago. Maybe one of them could be Trump's vice president today. But I think we're about as close as we can get with J.D. Vance, who I'm fairly certain was friends with Donald Trump Jr. before anything, and it was Donald Trump Jr.'s advising his father to endorse J.D. Vance that got him the endorsement and led to him being a senator. Regardless, Tucker Carlson gave again another impactful and completely improvised speech, apparently. Let's go down to clip number 48, where Tucker describes a leader's duty to democracy. Let's watch.
Where is he leading us? And I could go on for hours, but let me just sum it up. I do think the entire point from the famous escalator ride 9 years ago until today of Donald Trump's public life has been to remind us of one fact, which is A leader's duty is to his people, to his country, and to no other. That's the point. That's the only point. And another word for this is democracy. Democracy, in case you're a little sick of being beaten in the face with democracy on television, actual democracy is the proposition that the citizens of a country own that country. They're not renters, they're not serfs, they're not slaves, they are the owners of the country. And for that to be true, their leaders have to represent them, which is another way of saying they have to do what the people want them to do, or a close approximation thereof. But if they completely ignore what people want, not just 1 year, but generationally, say for 50 years, then it may be, I don't know what, it's not a democracy. And so I think the entire Trump project, paradoxically, is attacked as an enemy of democracy, is to return democracy to the United States. Hey, let's pay attention to what people actually want.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And Trump himself said during his speech, he's like, I'm the one saving democracy. He's like, that's me. I'm the one saving democracy. And he's exactly right. Let's go now to clip number 27. Here's Dana White, CEO of the UFC, talking about his support for Donald Trump.
Dana, I'm so honored that you will be doing the introduction at the National Republican Convention. Think of it as the biggest fight you ever had, a fight for our country and even the world. I only wish you didn't have to interrupt your family trip, but I hope they understand, they love you, and they know how important this is. Now think about this. This man's running for president of the United States. He's fighting for the future of this country, and he's concerned about interrupting my family trip. That's the President Trump that I know, a man who truly cares about people. The mainstream media likes to push the narrative that he doesn't care about anyone but himself. I absolutely know that's not the truth, because I've been friends with this guy for 25 years. And for the people who know me, they'll know this is true. I just want to make something very clear. Nobody in the Trump campaign has ever told me what to say. Nobody tells me what to say, and I'm nobody's puppet. And I'm not telling you what to think. I'm telling you what I know. And
just incredibly powerful the whole way around. The fighting spirit alive and well in the Republican Party. I'll show you some highlights from Trump's speech on the other side. I won't be able to play, you know, big chunks of it. He spent 15 minutes talking about the victims at the rally. That was very impactful. He spent about 10 minutes talking about the immigration chart that saved his life. I'd love to show you that as well. We don't quite have time. I'll show you the best clips I enjoyed from the speech last night. And we'll be back on the other side. Reminder to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Try out the InfoWars MD line of supplements. That's the premium supplements. They're all 25% off right now. And incredibly powerful. Stay with us. Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalists. And people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the American Journal. Last night, Donald Trump gave an hour and a half long speech at the RNC convention. People recognizing his attitude has changed. The vibe has shifted. His description of the assassination attempt was harrowing. And the main message from the Don was about unity. It was about healing division. It was about prioritizing the American people. And you know, I thought we're going to go to some clips here of Donald Trump's speech. I'm not sure if this line is in any of the clips. But at one point he said, you know, he's talking about impeachment after impeachment, subpoena after subpoena. He's just saying the whole time I was in office, these Democrats were just, he's like, the time it takes, the time required. He's like, it's fine. We beat them. We defeated them all. But he's just like, the time it takes and the energy it requires. If they spent that genius on trying to save this country, he's like, I wouldn't even had to run. And such a good point. Because not only is the time and energy drained from Donald Trump as he's distracted and tangled up with legal proceedings that are totally unwarranted, totally politically motivated, a total betrayal of our judicial system and their solemn obligations as representatives in our country. But what about the time they spend? What about the time that the Democrats spend day in and day out conspiring to do these things? How much energy, how much money, how many resources are being squandered on this petulant little group of scumbags trying to tear down Donald Trump. While he seems and has always seemed uniformly focused on doing his best to help the country. How people can't see this, what people think is actually going on, I can't even tell you because it's all so obvious and right in front of your face. You have to just exist cocooned by lies to not understand what a threat to actual democracy these Democrats are. What a tyrannical and despotic little hive of locusts that exist in Washington, D.C. So I'm sorry. It's about unity. Sorry. Sorry. I was thinking about the Democrats there. Sorry, Trump. It's about unity. Sorry. We have to unify with the locusts. All right. Let's go to clip number 23 here, where Trump again expresses the truth. He's not running for president of the Republican Party. He's running for president of the United States. Let's watch.
I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America. So tonight, with faith and devotion, I proudly accept your nomination for president of the United States. Thank you.
Clip number 17 now. This is Trump's campaign goals that he laid out for his second administration. Let's watch.
Under our leadership, the United States will be respected again. No nation will question our power. No enemy will doubt our might. Our borders will be totally secure. Our economy will soar. We will return law and order to our streets, patriotism to our schools, and importantly, we will restore peace, stability, and harmony all throughout the world. But to achieve this future, we must first rescue our nation from failed and even incompetent leadership. We have totally incompetent leadership. This will be the most important election in the history of our country. Under the current administration, we are indeed a nation in decline. We have an inflation crisis that is making life unaffordable, ravaging the incomes of working and low-income families, and crushing, just simply crushing our people like never before. They've never seen anything like it. We also have an illegal immigration crisis, and it's taking place right now as we sit here in this beautiful arena. It's a massive invasion at our southern border that has spread misery, crime, poverty, disease, and destruction to communities all across our land. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Then there's an international crisis, the likes of which the world has seldom been part of. Nobody can believe what's happening. War is now raging in Europe, in the Middle East. A growing specter of conflict hangs over Taiwan, Korea, the Philippines, and all of Asia, and our planet is teetering on the edge of World War III, and this will be a war like no other war because of weaponry. The weapons are no longer army tanks going back and forth shooting at each other. These weapons are obliteration. It's time for a change. This administration can't come close to solving the problems. We're dealing with very tough, very fierce people. They're fierce people. And we don't have fierce people. We have people that are a lot less than fierce, except when it comes to cheating on elections and a couple of other things. Then they're fierce. Then they're fierce. So tonight, I make this pledge to the great people of America. I will end the devastating inflation crisis immediately, bring down interest rates, and lower the cost of energy. We will drill, baby, drill. Can you believe what they're doing? But by doing that, we will lead a large-scale decline in prices. Prices will start to come down. Energy raised it. They took our energy policies and destroyed them. Then they immediately went back to them. But by that time, so much was lost. But we will do it at levels that nobody's ever seen before. And we'll end lots of different things. We'll start paying off debt and start lowering taxes even further. We gave you the largest tax cut. We'll do it more. You know, people don't realize I brought to
You know, solving the problems that the Democrats cause, very well done. And of course, his focus was once again on love and not hate. Let's go to clip 13 here. Trump calls for a red wave in 2024.
It's about love. This week, the entire Republican Party has formally adopted an agenda for America's renewal. And you saw that agenda. And it's very short compared to the long, boring, meaningless agendas of the past, including the Democrats. They write these things that are hundreds of pages long, and they never read them after they're done. In their case, fortunately, they don't read them because they're pretty bad. It's a series of bold promises that we will swiftly implement when you give us a Republican House. And Mr. Speaker, thank you very much. We have our great Speaker of the House with us tonight, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much. Thank you. A Republican Senate. We have many senators here. And send me back to our beautiful White House just a few short months from now. We're talking about just months. It can't come fast enough. We have to get it done.
And that's what's necessary. And again, very strange. I'm still getting these comments, and maybe we just need to do like a dedicated show to this or something, where it's like all of the complaints about Trump, the same ones you hear over and over. You know, something happens when it comes to Trump. People on the right wing turn into leftists. They spout the same things over and over. They've heard a million times, and there's some sort of bizarre firewall in their mind that even when you could prove them wrong, they just keep saying it. It's wild. It's like hearing people say that Trump's a Russian agent. And it's like, oh, it doesn't matter what the nothing matters, I guess, because that's been disproven hugely, and yet you're still saying it. These people still say the same things over and over, where it's like, you should vote for Trump. And they're like, you need to get over this savior complex, okay? Trump is not going to save us. And it's like, I said vote for Trump. What the hell is wrong with you? Honestly, you people piss me off. I got to be honest. It's very annoying. Vote for Trump. You got to vote for Trump. It's like we're in a war, and it's like there's you know, some big weapons depot that we're fighting over. It's a battle. And if we lose this battle, then the enemies get all of our weapons, and we can never possibly win the war ever again. Now, if we get the weapons, the war's not over. It's just a battle. And so if I'm sitting here going, hey, guys, we got to go take this weapons depot or it's over. And people are going, you're not going to be saved by the weapons depot. It's a battle. We have to win.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.